Hello, everyone, and welcome to CFRI's Research Track sessions. I am Julie Desch. I'm 60 years old and I have cystic fibrosis. Many years ago, I trained to become a surgical pathologist and then retired relatively quickly after a few years. And in the meantime, since then, since my retirement, I raised two incredible human beings, and I've spent a lot of my time volunteering for CFRI. I've been a part of the research advisory committee for years and years and years, and in the last five, I think, I've been chair of the research advisory committee. So I've had the honor of reviewing incredibly innovative research project proposals. We have two programs at CFRI that support researchers in medical and academic institutions across the United States. Our New Horizons Award funds principal investigators, and the Elizabeth Nash Memorial Fellowship supports postdoctoral fellows. So this weekend, we're gonna have four CFRI-funded researchers sharing their work. After each presenter, hopefully we will have about 5 minutes of time for questions. And if at the end of the weekend, there's a desire to create a follow-up roundtable discussion, please email CFRI and the staff will be happy to make this happen. So our first speaker today is Dr. Kenichi Okuda, who's a research associate at the Mariska Lung Institute, the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. His overall research interest focuses on how the mucociliary clearance system is regulated to maintain homeostasis in the lung and how it fails in muco-obstructive diseases like cystic fibrosis. His long-term goal is to work towards a full understanding of this mucociliary clearance system in the lungs and contribute to improvements in prognosis for all patients with muco-obstructive lung disease. So today, Dr. Okuda is going to present regional regulation of CFTR and ionocyte expression in airways.
Yep. Thank you so much, Julie, for the really great introduction. And then it's really great honor for me to work with CFRI for these past, actually 2 or 4 years. I'm really appreciate all the support from CFRI. So today I'm going to talk about regional regulation CFTR and the ionocyte expression in airways. No COI disclosure here. So firstly, I'm going to talk about the human airway structure, especially focusing on large versus small airways. So human lung composed of like couple of different structures. One is large airways. So large airways constitute superficial epithelium and the submucosal glands. Both region, like, is connected, and then they produce mucin and the fluid to cover the airway surface. This like mucus is critical to maintain lung homeostasis. And then another part we've been interested in is small airway part. A small airway is usually called like bronchiole, which is usually by definition of diameter less than 2 millimeter. And then bronchiole is connected to alveolar region. And then this is large airway, and then this is bronchiole. And then the junction region between bronchiole and the alveolar region is called like terminal bronchiole or respiratory bronchioles. So these are all one line of the airway surface, but they have different cell type and a different kind of structure like submucosal glands in each region. And then, orchestrated very well to coordinate mucociliary transport to transport external harmful pathogen the particle from the deeper distal lung to the proximal airways. So, and then again, this is a lung structure from Dr. Jeff Wine's review paper and Dr. Weber's literature. So, you can see like, obviously we have one trachea and then two bronchi. And the next generation bronchi, the number is 4, 8, 16 as distal airways go to distal. And then usually we define large versus small areas by 2 millimeter of diameter. And then you can see here in around 16th generation bronchial, you have like 60,000 bronchial. And then more distal, very junctional region, so you can see much more airway. So that reflects also the surface area of these distal regions are exponentially higher than large airways. So although like distal air region is actually these small peripheral regions, but surface area of this region is exponentially higher than compared to proximal airways. And also considering airway mucus produced by superficial epithelium from all, including distal airways. So that means the distal airway component contribute a lot in terms of mucus or fluid production in the airway epithelium. So, and then the mucociliary clearance is a critical innate defense system in the airway epithelium. And then this mucociliary clearance is composed of three important cellular activity. So one is mucin secretion into mucus layer from submucosal glands in the large airway especially. And also in the superficial epithelium, usually this goblet cell produce mucin into the airway surface lumen. And the second important cell activity is coordinated cellular reactivity. So this mucus is transported by coordinated cilia wave, like this right on the right cartoon. So, and then the third important cellular activity, transepithelial ion and fluid secretion absorption. So mainly mediated by sodium, epithelial sodium channel ENaC and also CFTR, and also another chloride channel, like chloride, calcium activated chloride channel. So these ion transport, ion channel mediate ion transport and then also fluid secretion. And then all these components coordinate well and then transport airway mucus toward the mouth. So and this is a kind of mechanism and concept of pathogenesis of CF here. So in this on the left side, this cartoon shows normal state of airway mucus. So the here we have important concepts here. So the mucus that is mucus concentration in normal state, mucin, mainly mucin, like solid components and the fluid components, the proportion is regulated around 1 to 2%. This concentration is good for cilia to transport the mucus. Well, in CF, CFTR function, abnormal function cause less or no fluid secretion here. So that make airway mucus concentration up about 2 to 3%. In this condition, if there is another factor, which is virus, infection, new bacteria infection or other factor, bad factor adds to this condition, the mucin production goes up. However, fluid secretion cannot come up with the mucin production. That eventually make mucus concentration higher, like 7%. And then our experimental data suggests like more than 7% of mucus concentration, the airway, the mucus with mucus concentration cannot be transported by ciliated cells. So this is because like this layer, which is called periciliary layer, PCL, is collapsed by concentrated mucus. So that is verified by in vitro data. Here, so you can see this green band here. So this is representing PCL, periciliary layer, just like the layer around the cilia. And in CF culture, compared to normal, this PCL layer is collapsed like this. And then this is a in vitro culture, and like just we put the fluorescent beads on the normal or CF cells. And you can see nice transport in the normal cells, but very slow transport ratio in the CF cells. So now, based on these experiment data, we know CFTR plays a critical role to maintain airway mucus hydration. However, so recent development of single set technique or other morphological techniques identified a lot of cell type in the airway epithelium, including CLAB or goblet cell. They are considered as secretory cells and that produce mucin or other antimicrobial protein, a secretory protein. And then obviously these CF cells are major cell type in the airways, and also basal cells. These are considered as progenitor cells in the airway. And also like suprabasal cells is kind of transitional cell type from the basal to secretory cells. And also there are some rare cell type like Taft cell, ion site, and the neuroendocrine cell. So all these rare cell type function is still being studied. But now we have questions. What cell type express actually CFTR in human airways among these variety of cell types? So there is a history of CFTR expressing cell type study. So in the 1990s, Dr. Engelhardt identified CFTR protein in non-ciliated cells in bronchial, which is smaller airways, and the CFTR enriched cells in submucosal gland duct. And the other group, actually like UNC, identified CFTR protein in the apical surface of ciliated cells. And also interestingly, there is some hot cells in the surface epithelium, some CFTR high hot cells in the surface epithelium. And then recent single cell RNA-seq and technologies identified ion sites in the human submucosal gland ducts and the large area superficial epithelium. So this ion site express a lot higher CFTR than other cell type, but which is rare, around less than 1% of all area epithelial cells, but express CFTR and also other ion transport channels. So these cells are candidate or identified cells expressing CFTR, but CFTR expressing cell type, which cell type is actually expressing most CFTR and important for the pathology of this CF is still controversial. Then in this CFRI supported project, we try to address this question. So we perform single cell RNA sequence on normal human large and small epithelial cells separately because we have been interested in both regions. So we obtained large airway cells by bronchoscopy from healthy volunteer, and smaller airways by microdissection technique from transplant donor lungs from previously healthy donors, and then performed single cell RNA sequence. Then we collected 26,000 cells, and then we have nice cluster of major epithelial cell types, like ciliated cells and basal cell and secretory cells, and also ion sites here. So we have one undefined cell cluster here, but it's undefined, and then I'm not digging into this cluster today. So, but the good thing here, then this is the proportion of each cell type. So you can appreciate about 50% or more than 50% of epithelial cells are actually ciliated cells, which is good because in vivo morphometric study also suggests this kind of proportion is consistent with those previous morphological reports. So we have at least like major area epithelial cell types in our single cell data set. And then also what's unique to our data set is we have large and small airway epithelial cells separately. And there is known small airway specific markers like SFTPB, surfactant protein B, or SGB3A2. So you can see this is a normal human lung sections. So you can see on SFTPB expression only in the small areas here, and then not identified in the this bronchus, which is classified as large airways. And also SGB3A2 is only identified in the bronchial very specifically, so which is small airways, and then not identified in bronchus large airways. And then this our single cell RNA sequence data consistently shows only small airway epithelial cell express SFTPB or SGB3A2, actually mainly in the secreted population here. So these data suggest our data set successfully collect large area or small area cells. So, and then now we go back to which cell type expressing CFTR. So this is a original clustering of our epithelial cells. And then this is just focusing on only CFTR positive cells. We identify 950 cells. And then you can see relatively many CFTR expressing cells in these secretory clusters here, and also ionocytes here, although it's rare. But in contrast, you can see fewer CFTR expressing cells in this serial cell cluster, which correspond to this cluster, despite about 50 or more than 50% of epithelial cells are ciliated cells. So, and this is a proportion of CFTR expressing cells in each cell type. So you can see about 50% of cells, CFTR expressing cells are actually secretory cells. And then the second common cell type expressing CFTR is basal cells. And then ciliated cell proportion is really small, despite more like larger number of ciliated cells. And then this secretory cell proportion actually increased in the small airway cells. But the rank order of common cell type expressing CFTR is similar, secretory, basal, ciliated, and then ionocyte, reflecting really the rarity of ionocytes. And this is just frequency of CFTR expressing cells per each cell type. So next we look at intensity of CFTR expression in each region or cell type. So there is no difference in CFTR expression in large versus small areas. And then this graph shows CFTR expression intensity per each cell type in large or small. So you can see the highest CFTR intensity in the ionocyte per each cell. Here, consistent with the previous reports from others. And then we consider this intensity per each cell type and then calculate with the proportion of each cell type and then get the contribution to total CFTR expression per each cell type. So because the ionocyte express higher intensity per each cell type, the contribution of ionocyte is higher than just like frequency of ionocytes, but still secretory cell express the contribute the most to the CFTR expression. And then next suprabasal cells and the basal cell population. And then this fraction is actually again increasing the small areas, reflecting probably the proportion and frequency of secretory cells though. Again, like in small area cells, secretory cell is the most contributing cell type to total CFTR expression. So, and then this data suggests like secretory cell is one of the very important cell type express CFTR. But traditionally, secretory cell is considered as producing just mucin or other secretory protein. So we looked at if these like mucin and CFTR is co-expressed in these secretory cells. So this is important because if secretory cell produce mucin and the other cell type produce express CFTR and then secret fluid. So in that case, the those mucin component, the fluid component, is coming from other cell type and then regulate and maintain and adjust it to the proper mucus concentration of components. But if this mucin and CFTR is expressed in the same cell type, that suggests one cell type, which is secretory cell, regulate or the dominant part of airway mucus. So that if that is the case, the importance of CFT secretory cells to regulate airway mucus is to be much more than we expected. So actually, this is so how many cell express major secretory mucin 5B or MUC5B or MUC5AC. About 30% of total airway epithelial cell express these mucin genes. And if we looked at just four CFTR positive cells in large airways, about 40% of CFTR positive cells actually express mucin genes. And in smaller airways, about 70% of CFTR positive cells actually co-express mucin genes. So these data, along with these RNA in situ hybridization images, shows one cell type, secretory cell, express both CFTR and mucin. So we have repeated this type of single cell sequence experiment collaboration with Dr. Strip's group. And then this time we collected large and small rays from matched 8 donors and then performed a similar analysis. And then the result is here. So we calculate the frequency and the intensity of CFTR again. And then you can see secretory cell is the most common contributing cell type to total CFTR expression, and then rank order the same, and then like basal cell the second. But interestingly, this data set, like ion site contribution is much higher than initial data set. So that reflect the intensity of ion site is much higher than other cell type compared to the first data set. So, but and in the small areas, consistent with the first data set, secretory cell contribution goes up in the small areas compared to large areas. And interestingly, the contribution of ion sites to total CFTR expression is smaller than large areas. So it seems like there is a gap in the CFTR, the contribution of each cell type to CFTR expression. So we, based on these data, so we looked at CFTR and the FOXI1 positive ion site distribution throughout the human airways. So this top panel shows these like CFTR and FOXI1 expression in the submuxal glands. Submuxal glands is reported initially the place where ion site is abundant. So we also see relatively many FOXI1 positive ion sites here and they correspond to these like CFTR enriched cells. And in these superficial epithelium, so you can see CFTR expression relatively consistent throughout the airways to terminal bronchioles. But the FOXI1 positive ion site frequencies actually decreased to the distal. So we quantified this number of ion site and CFTR expression on this graph. So you can see consistent CFTR expression here, this bar graph, but this line shows like ion site number per normalized to the unit basement membrane length. It's down, actually decreased to the distal. And then we also looked at this type of analysis in the CF airways, and then the trend is similar to normal airways. So the ion site number is also kind of similar to normal airways. See, ion site is decreasing to the distal, but CFTR expression is consistent to the distal. And then also immunochemistry shows this is CFTR protein in the normal large area epithelium and the CF area epithelium. So you can see usually these dense CFTR protein expression represent ionocytes. So you can see similar frequency of ion sites here, normal versus CF. Although the staining pattern is different, so in the normal areas, so you can see apical staining for CFTR in each prismary ion site, but the diffuse cytoplasmic staining in the CF areas that could reflect the protein trafficking or those abnormal CFTR protein expression in the CF. So, and then the small area, this is a normal small areas. We occasionally see this type of ion sites in this region, but also we see apical staining of CFTR in the dome-shaped secretory cells here. So, and then now the single-cell RNA sequence identified secretory cell is the most common cell type expressed in CFTR, but there is no limitation in the single-cell technology. So single-cell RNA sequence is not good at detecting low abundant genes, including CFTR, because our two data sets shows CFTR positive cells are only 3.6 or 6% among total ALA epithelial cells. But we had a question, so because we can imagine the ALA is actually the tube structure, but there is a kind of seed, and only 6% of epithelial cell express CFTR and regulate fluid secretion to cover all the surface epithelium. So this number sounds much less than we expected. So this could be the sensitivity issue of this technology. And then we try to address this limitation. So first we tried two methods. First method we tried is site spin from the same samples we use for single cell RNA sequence, and then perform single cell RNA RNA in situ hybridization, that site spin. And actually you can see more CFTR positive cell than actually 6%. Then we quantify this number. In the large area, it's about 50% of cells are actually expressing CFTR, at least more than one dot. And then in small areas, for about 40% of cells expressing CFTR. And then what's nice in this technique is if we co-stain with cell type markers, we can see which cell type roughly express CFTR. So for example, these are FOXJ1, which is serrated cell markers. So you cannot see any CFTR expression in these serrated cells, but you can see CFTR in these non-serrated cells. And this is SGB1A1, which is secretory cell marker. This secretory cell express CFTR, but these visually we can see like cilia. So these cilia are not expressing CFTR. So utilizing these methods, so characterize this CFTR expressing cell type on the site spin using cell type marker to each secretory basal cilia ion site. Then firstly, we looked at the frequency of CFTR positive cell in each cell type. So actually 90% of secretory cell express CFTR here, and then about 50% of basal cell and about 30 to 40% of serrated cell express CFTR. And the ionocyte express, almost 100% of ionocyte express CFTR. So, and then also we looked at intensity of each CFTR expression per each cell type by counting just number of dots per each cell type. So, again, like secretory cell express moderate number of CFTR gene expression compared to more than keratin 5 positive basal or serrated cells. And then consistent with single cell data, so FOXI1 positive ion site express much high number of dots per cell compared to other cell type. But again, ionocyte is rare, and then the total number and the total contribution data from single cell RNA sequence is consistent with this data. And then second thing we tried is single cell QRT PCR. So we collected large array cells from bronchoscopy and then did FACS sorting to get the one cell to each well in this 96 well plates. and then perform RT-PCR per single cell base. So we can see like this just single cell in each well, and then perform actually up to 24 genes multiplex QRT-PCR. And then we got 264 cells from two donors, and then we apply some exclusion criteria to for QC, and then identified, unfortunately, zero ionocytes reflecting its rarity again, but 52 secret cells, exclusively secret cells, and then exclusively basal cells, and then a few, but exclusive ciliate cells, 8 cells. And the other cell type includes like at least two markers are positive cells, presumably transitional cell type. And then these GAPDH is a housekeeping gene, and the housekeeping genes are equally expressed in all the cell type. And the MUC5B is only expressed in the secretory cells. And then this is a ciliate cell marker, which is also specifically expressed in the ciliate cells. So, and this is a basal cell marker as well. So these data suggest our cell classification is reasonable. And then we first look at, again, frequency of CFTR positive cells in each cell type. So consistent with the RNS in situ hybridization data in the previous slide, secreted about 80% of secreted cell express CFTR, and 50% of basal cell express CFTR here. And interestingly, also only 8 cells are categorized to ciliate cells, but no cell express CFTR expression. And then these transitional cell type express relatively many CFTR. And this is the intensity of CFTR expression per each cell type. Again, like secretory cell express CFTR higher than basal cells, and then ciliate cells didn't express CFTR. So this data also support our single cell data. Although we increase the sensitivity to detect CFTR, so these two methods is supportive of the conclusion of secretory cell express CFTR. So to verify these like expression data, we try to connect the expression data to functional data. And then we've been working on large versus small in vitro epithelial cell culture. So the large AI cell culture is a conventional human bronchial epithelial cell culture. And then we have developed a microdissection technique and then isolate epithelial cells from these small areas and then expand them. And interestingly, once they are differentiated, so there is different phenotype showing a higher epithelium in large area versus shorter epithelium, which is kind of mirrored in vivo human large and small areas. And also gene expression is different in large and small. And then this is a PCR from large and small area cell cultures. And then these small area markers are specifically higher in small area cell culture. And then this secret cell marker is a little bit higher, but no significant difference between large and small. And interestingly, CFTR expression is the same. This is consistent with the single cell data, so no difference between large and small. And then interestingly, FOXI1, the SCL3, these are ionocyte marker, is actually less in the small areas. And also, we also counted FOXI1 positive ionocytes in large and small cell culture. And then that shows also less number of ionocytes in small cell culture. And then we also look at if our in vivo single cell data is reproduced in these cultures. So CFTR is actually expressed in the secretory cells. We dissociate cells and then look at side spin, but still the CCSP positive SCGBY1, which is equal to CCSP, is positive cell expressed CFTR. And then despite this like difference between large and small in the ionocyte markers, CFTR function by Wu-Sing chamber shows like no difference, no different CFTR function between large and small area cell cultures. That could suggest like this CFTR function track secretory cell marker expression rather than ionocytes here. So now our these data suggest secret cells are the predominant cell type expressed in CFTR. So then our question is, can secret cell be a target of CF gene therapy in the future? So to address that question, we developed the construct, like we use a rat CCSP promoter to induce GFP or CFTR in the human epithelial culture using lentiviral vector. So this is a rat CCSP promoter driving GFP, GFP expressing HB cells. And then this GFP signal is co-localized with CCSP in the, these non-seeded cells. So this image suggests like our rat CCSP promoter is specific, relatively specific to CCSP in human. And then we did FACS sorting to isolate GFP positive secretory cells and then performed PCR to look at secretory cell markers MUC5B SGBMI1. Which is higher in GFP positive cells than GFP negative cells. And then importantly, CFTR expression is also higher in GFP positive cells compared to GFP negative cells. And then these basal cell marker P63 and the FOXI1 is actually higher in GFP negative cells. So these data also are supportive of like CFTR is expressed in secretory cells. And finally, we use the same construct in the lentiviral vector, just replacing the GFP with wild-type CFTR, and then transfect that vector to the CF cells. And then these RCCSP CFTR cell culture shows the wild-type CFTR protein bands here, which was not seen in the control cells, like non-infection control, and then rat CCSP and GFP construct infected cells in all three donors we tested in the, from CF donors. And also we tested like one CF small airway cell culture, but again, that shows same result. And then we looked at if the CFTR protein is expressed in CCSP positive cells. Actually, this Hollmont image shows some CCSP positive cells express CFTR highly. So, and then importantly, only these CF cells are infected with lentiviral vector carrying rat CCSP wild-type CFTR restored CFTR function. So these data suggest CCSP positive secretory cell should be equipped for all necessary molecular mechanisms to express functional CFTR. So I think this is a strong functional evidence to support our single cell and sequence data. So the conclusion is based on our multiple method of the expression and then some functional data, CFTR is expressed in multiple cell types in human conducting airway superficial epithelia. Among multiple cell types, secretory cells dominate airway CFTR expression and function in superficial epithelia, especially in small airways. And the secretory cells could be a target cell type for future CF gene therapy. So besides these projects, so since the COVID pandemic, we utilize our large and small airway cell cultures, and then we actively collaborating with other laboratories for COVID study. And also we also started working on the study focusing on relationship between COVID-19 and also CF environment. So this is one of the data. So we have been working on, we utilize large and small cell cultures and then identified characterize different infectivity of COVID-19 in the different regions of areas. So I appreciate all the help and support from my mentors, Dr. Bushin, Wanda O'Neill, and all lab members from in Dr. Bushin's lab, and also in CF, all the collaborators in CF Center, and also the Tata and the Yoshi helped a lot to perform single cell sequence, and also Dr. Stripin and Gianni for another cohort of single cell sequence. The Andy helped us to get like bronchoscopic biopsy samples. So, thank you so much for that's all for my presentation. Thank you so much.